Hello, how are you? Welcome to the Northern Soul Podcast. Well, I tell you what, we've nearly done January, haven't we? It's pretty much in the bag. So come on, tell me, have you had a good week? It's hopefully going to get even better for the next 45 minutes as I play you music from Leaky Lee, the XX, the Lumineers, and loads more. Plus, I've got an exclusive interview with the Minx, Manchester-born and bred lovely, lovely guys, and very, very talented. I met them all at BIM the other week, so I hope you enjoyed that podcast with Briggy, Steve, and some of the students. I'm finding a lot of the people I'm getting to interview for this podcast really inspirational, and I hope you are too. Yes, enough of me anyway. You want some music? Okay, here you go. The Black Keys. Let's kick off with The Black Keys with Lonely Boy.
Dance, dance, dance. hits they lock, causing reality, ay. I'm shy, shy, shy. But when I triple my feet, look at the ground, the words are written in the dust. When I'm shaking my hips, look for the swing, the words are written in the air.
Keys there with Lonely Boy, and then I played you Leaky Lee with Dance, Dance, Dance. Now, a couple of weeks ago, I caught up with the Minx, a band from Manchester, who have been the face of Dr. Martin's this last year. They've released their latest single, Can You Find My Head, which featured on the DM campaign this month. We'll be playing that later, but first, I met them at BIM Manchester, who, as I said, featured in last week's podcast. The boys played a set for the students and then took part in a Q&A. I asked them how they found it.
So it's just been a matter of, obviously, when we started out, we did all the little crappy gigs with crappy promoters, but we came to learn along the way that it was better to do it ourselves, and I don't think we realised we knew as much as we did before this to actually tell other people, and just keep doing that. That's all we know to do now.
Well, first of all, you gain all the money yourself as well. You're not paying the promoter, and you've got full control of the gigs. Like, you put the support acts you want on, you sell the tickets, you do all the promotion yourself, so you've got full control of the gig.
And in terms of, Briggy was talking about how you met, take us through that. Who wants to take us through that?
Well, I'm probably not the right person because I didn't go to the college that the rest of the four guys did.
Okay, let's ignore you.
Well, as you said earlier, Chris and the drummer Andy, they went to nursery together and all that. I went to the same school as him, the same high school, and Chucky, the bassist, went to the rival school. So then we all ended up at the same college, a bar and did a drummer.
We're forgetting that.
Yeah.
Like, it's not even here.
Yeah. As the pictures of the band usually suggest.
As they said, first drummer. Yeah. Right, okay.
But we all got on really well in college. And we got shoved in a band together because we're the same mediocre at our instruments. And we just had a great time with it, and we're still doing it now. It's just a big laugh, really.
Well, things are taking off, aren't they, really? Things have certainly moved along. Would you say fast, or is that not the case?
We've been together for 3 years, so, I mean, I don't know what they've got. I mean, and you've got to keep at it. Like, use Elbow as an example. They were together 19 years before they even got any of the main success. So we know we're not stupid. We know it's not all going to happen at once, and we've got to keep sort of on it. But 3 years, you know, I don't know, that might be, seems like a good length of time to get to the point where we're at.
And so you started off, obviously, you were talking, you played slightly smaller venues like the Castle. Where are you going now?
Well, the last one we did, we sold out Sound Control, and it was Deaf Institute before that, so we've gradually built up. So we don't know where we're going to do next as the next big one. You know, we're going to do a few small special shows that'll be like, once it's sold out, but we don't know what the next big headline bonanza is going to be. We need to pick it wisely, I suppose, so we don't sort of pick somewhere too big But then in the same respect, somewhere too small, what we could have, you know, we want to make sure we do the right place.
Happening.
The Minx, Can You Find My Head? We'll be hearing more of that interview later in the show. After The Minx, I played you classic Foster the People and Houdini. You're listening to the Northern Soul podcast, and I'm Lucy McNamara. Coming up, we've got music from The XX, Charlie Winston, and Warpaint. But first, I've picked two gigs that are coming up in Manchester this week that you might be interested in. On Wednesday at the Academy, the brilliant London Grammar are playing. I've played a couple of their songs over the last month or so. And then on Thursday, these guys are hailed as one to watch. East India Youth will be playing Gullivers. Now, they're signed to New Stolen Recordings with a debut album for download, Total Strife Forever. Check them out and let me know what they're like at Lucy_McNamara. And in Leeds, the Blitz Kids play The Cockpit Room 3 on Tuesday. Long time since I've been to The Cockpit. I wonder what it's like now. Now, The Minx, I asked them what's next for them.
The Eagle have just launched their new music venue. It's like this really nice music hall at the side of the building. It's extremely limited capacity. It's what, about 80 people. And it just sounds great. It looks great. So we're going to do a headline show there on the 28th of February. And like we say, once it's sold out, it's sold out. There won't be tickets on the door. We can pretty much guarantee that. So it should be great.
Now, I was really interested to hear all about your Dr. Martens... I don't know what to call it. I was going to say fiasco. It's certainly not a fiasco, is it? Well, but I was really interested in that. Because I did notice, actually, when I first met you all, I was like, they obviously really like Dr. Martens. Hadn't done my research, had I? talk me through how that came about. Let's come to you, Chucky.
Like you say, it all just started. We bumped into a few people in the pub, had a word with those, just having a chat, having a drink. That was literally it, that we thought nothing of it. But we bumped into him again. I think we got invited to the store opening, didn't we, in Manchester?
Yeah.
And it just kind of went off from there. We had a little drunken chat and just kept in touch. And then when it came to them doing the next campaign, the one that we ended up being in, they just gave us all a shout and yeah, it went from there.
So tell me, I'll come to you. This is one you can answer, right?
This is an anti-college question.
This is an anti-college question. How has that helped you?
Well, the obvious thing, it worldwide exposure, it's a worldwide campaign, so it's people seeing your band and even the added bonus of listening to the music on the adverts. So when you start out, that's all you want, is as many people to hear your music. So for them to put us on that platform, YouTube, I think there's some TV adverts somewhere in the world, so it's just maximum exposure, really, that's what you work to. So it's just that bonus, something like winning a lottery, really.
Money can't buy exposure, that sort of stuff. You know, there's about a million bands that would probably die to get that sort of put on a grand scale like that, and we were lucky enough to actually be part of it.
Forgive and forget. closer to the sun. And I've done things in small doses, so don't think that I'm pushing you away. When you're the one that I've kept closest, hi, hi, hi.
Thank you.
played you the XX Crystallised and War Paint Undertow. So two places I want to check out, being new to Manchester, or relatively new anyway, are the Castle and the Eagle. Findlay told me when I interviewed her for the podcast that she started playing at the Castle, and obviously the Minx boys will soon be playing an intimate gig at the newly refurbished Eagle. Let me know what you think about both venues. Tweet me at Lucy_McNamara, please. Also let me know if you're a new band that wants some airplay, or just that you want some tunes played that you love. Now, a couple more songs before the final instalment with the Minx. Here are the Lumineers with Stubborn Love.
Still. known since I was a young boy. In this world, everything's as good as bad. Now my father told me always speak a true word, and I have to say that is the best advice I've had. Because something burns inside of me, it's everything I long to be, and lies they only stop me from feeling free. Oh, like a hobo from a broken home, nothing's gonna stop me. Like a hobo from a broken home, nothing's gonna stop me. Oh, I have, the more I am a happy man. Now my mother told me always keep your head on, because some may praise you just to get what they want. And I said, Mama, I am not afraid, they will take what they will take. And what would life be like without a few mistakes? Yay! Like a hobo from a broken home, nothing's gonna stop me. Like a hobo from a broken home, nothing's gonna stop me. Oh, like a hobo.
Charlie Winston there with Like a Hobo. Charlie's doing really well in France. In 2010, he won an European Border Breakers Award for Best UK Artist in Europe. His second album, Hobo, that entered the French charts at number 3 in January 2009. In 2011, the track She Went Quietly was used over the ending of the mid-season finale of Grey's Anatomy. He's also supported Peter Gabriel. Not bad for a boy from Bungie. I went to school with Charlie and I'm really, really pleased he's doing so well. Now, let's get back to the Minx Band. Backed by Johnny Marr after they were pulled off stage at the Etihad for wearing a t-shirt with his name and a swear word on it. They describe themselves as punk new wave, and I think you'll agree that they do have a very distinct sound.
A lot of people say, like, a band, if they're on an advert, they've sold the soul and stuff, but when you're an unsigned band like us, it's difficult to turn that kind of exposure down, and as well, the money as well, which comes into it, because no unsigned band has got that kind of money around these days. Mm. But they paid us quite well. So
happy days. Drinks are on you.
Like, we're wise. We put all the money into the band. That's funded us for the year to pay for all our recordings, you know, hire these venues so we can put on our own shows. You know, it's money that's we've got there to spend well. And then it's all gone now. But.
Okay. Well, no, obviously in the right direction, because you're going places, aren't you? And what? Two things. I've got two final sort of questions, but one thing, the 18-month plan. Looking at you guys, I'd never go, you've got an 18-month plan. Like, I've got a 3-year career plan, but I look like I might have. Do you know what I mean? How did that come about? Who shall I go to?
The plan, sort of, that was started from last year. So we're pretty much at the end of that plan. We need to make a new one for the whole of this year, which we're doing today after this interview,
Okay. Actually.
So we are, we're on it. But we like to plan things so we know where we're at. Otherwise, the months just got fly by without you realising. Then you think, oh. You fall behind, don't you? And then it's hard to pick back up again. Because, in the music industry, there's certain deadlines you need to meet. You know, if you're applying for festivals, you need to make sure you get in by February to make sure you can try and get on most of the main ones and stuff like that. So if you don't stick to it and you miss things, then you might as well, you've got to wait till next year then. And then next thing you know, 10 years down the line, and you're still stuck in the same place. So.
And also, I think if you don't have something like that, there's a danger of going a bit scattergun, isn't there, and going, we'll do this, we'll do that, we'll do the other, and not really getting anywhere.
Yeah, one step forward, two steps back, you just end up doing the same thing each month, and before you know it, it's Christmas, and that's another year gone by, and then you want to keep going, don't you,
Final question is, you've had airplay on Radio 1 and 6 Music, amongst others, I'm sure. How did that feel?
Yeah, well, it's like we mentioned before, it was a funny story with Kieran coming to rehearsal one day and telling us we'd been on Radio 1. We all just presumed he'd got mixed up with BBC Radio Manchester, for instance. No disrespect, Kieran.
Or BBC Radio Manchester.
Yeah. Or BBC Radio Manchester. And then when we found out we had been on it, yeah, it was a massive coup for us. And then after that was BBC 6. And it all just started coming together. It's like anything, once someone plays it, it spreads like wildfire, really. So that was great.
Great. More of that, hopefully, guys.
Hopefully, yeah. You'll be sick of hearing us soon enough.
Well, the Minx there, playing the Eagles soon. Get your tickets while you can. That's all for this week's podcast. Remember, by going to iTunes, you can download any of the other podcasts free with interviews from Catherine Williams, Clint Boone, The Moulettes, Sarah Perks, Philly Peculia, Turrentine Jones Findlay, and 2 weeks running. So thanks for joining me. Same time, same place next week. I've been Lucy McNamara, and you have been listening to the Northern Soul Podcast.